All right, everyone, so let's get into a state of receptivity. So you can close your eyes, and the moment you close your eyes, just feel what happens with your eyeballs and the eyelids over top of them. As you're feeling what your eyelids are doing, they're creating a shield over the eyes. The eyes are the windows of the soul. So if we want to protect our soul, we can close our eyes and shut out the world. Now allow your eyeballs to settle, as if you're looking straight ahead, but don't strain. Just allow it to happen. If they roll spontaneously around in your head, the eye sockets, they can do that. But if you can bring them back to the center where they're just resting in a straightforward, as if you're looking straight ahead. Not straining, just resting. Then you will be able to control the thoughts. Observe your thoughts. Are you able to now bring your awareness more internally? Feel what's coming up. Is there some hidden power or some hidden being or presence starting to come alive? Maybe in your brain at first. Maybe floating down. Do an internal scan from head to toe. So going down the face and the neck and the shoulders and the hands, arms and hands, the trunk of the body through the internal organs. Maybe your heart might skip a beat. Maybe you might take a breath to just allow that spiritual energy to come in. And then going down the buttocks and legs and into the feet and toes. So something is happening. Some presence is revealing itself just with this internal scan. Your internal awareness. Your eyeballs are straight, so you can't even look inside. There's some other awareness that is allowing you to experience a revelation. Have an inner knowing of your inner being, of your highest self, of your soul self. There might be some missing pieces. If you notice where it's missing or it feels dark or blocked, just keep bringing your attention to that place. If there's pain, send some love to it. Hug it. Comfort it. Make some cooing sound to it. Aww. And then come back to the base of your spine now. The base of your spine is where you can open the door to your highest self, moving the Kundalini energy, the life force energy, the goddess energy that has the ability to nurture, create, protect this soul, this super being inside of you. And makes it to grow with joy and comfort, grace and ease, so that you can manifest a better reality moving forward. So our attention is at the base of the spine. Imagine or visualize or bring to your memory what the color of red and orange together look like. So there's a reddish-orangish light in the base of your spine, the Muladhara, the root chakra. It has the ability to dissolve survival anxiety, any low vibrating emotions that are pulling you down, dragging you down, keeping you stuck. Just for a moment, feel the release. This reddish-orangish light is traveling down the legs and into the feet and toes, and swirling around anywhere it needs to go so that it can do its job to clear congested energies, pain, stiff body parts, release emotional toxins of the past. Now, this reddish-orangish light is none other than Ganesha. Ganesha's energy. You can visualize him as an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, and he has a mouse as a vehicle. You can imagine him as one being, or you can imagine him as millions, trillions of tiny, tiny Ganeshas with this reddish-orangish light sparkling like liquid light throughout the lower chakra and the limbs. What does it feel like? What do you see? What is getting revealed to you? We'll add the mantra to call on Ganesha so you feel the vibration. You notice his presence within you. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, some of you may feel the surge of the Kundalini energy already pushing up through the chakras and hitting your third eye, the middle of your brain. Maybe even the top of your brain, the whole brain. Ganesha also is the doorway to higher consciousness through the thalamus, which is approximately the middle of your brain. It's a relay station from your brain to your subtle brain. From your subtle brain connects to the whole universe, full of divine beings who are just waiting for your call. And Ganesha opens the door for you to go and connect with these higher beings. Now, visualize this light shooting up your spine. Gong, 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 gong. Now this pathway is opened up from the base of your spine through the skull and into the space. We'll enliven all the chakras that are also associated with divine beings. So starting at the base of the spine. Feel awe. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Ooh. Feel. Move up to the throat. Ma. Feel. Ma. Move into the third eye. The middle of your brain. Om. Feel. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Nah. Feel nah. Move in to the navel, the belly button. Ma. Feel. Ma. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. She. Feel. She. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Wah. Feel wah. Move up to your two eyes. And the right and left brain. Yeah. Feel. Yeah. in the brain and the eyes. Now visualize the veil, the spear of Lord Murga. The veil is Om. The shaft of the veil is your backbone, your spine. The head of the veil is your brain. And the tip pierces the top of the skull. And it shoots light into the space from within you. And will empower the veil with the sounds of Murga to destroy enemies, diseases, deaths, competitors, rivals, any litigation, any kind of limited ego thinking coming from past karmas. It gets destroyed with the force and light and intelligence of you visualizing, imprinting the veil as your backbone and brain. Aum, aum. Sound. Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel it. See the veil. Imagine the veil. Feel the presence of the veil as your backbone and your brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel it. Feel the heat. Feel the power. See the light. Experience the intensity of millions of suns, light and intelligence in the veil. As your backbone and brain. Om Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel any negativity being zapped away, being purified, being burned with this image of the veil as your backbone and brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Protective energies are pouring out of this veil like rays of light, beams of light, from the tip to the bottom of the veil, from the bottom to the tip of the veil, radiating outwards. Pushing out into your aura, front and back, side to side, head to foot. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel it. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Be alert. Be aware of the protective energies of the veil as your backbone and brain. Om Bhutri Veil Namaha. 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 Be alert. Feel the veil. See the veil. Experience the veil. Imagine it being there. Now, imagine your body as a blue light that's starting to appear, maybe in your third eye, maybe in your backbone, maybe in the body parts. Imagine this blue image of light floating through your brain, all the sensory organs, your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth. The skin from head to toe. And imagine Dr. Ply standing in front of you. He appears in a light form or in a form that you can relate to at this point in time. Whatever gets revealed, may just be a presence. A beam of light comes from his third eye and penetrates into your third eye and activates this whole process that you've just taken yourself through. So you can experience it at a very deep level. Calling on the archetype who has the ability to manifest, to create effortlessly. Brings you joy and happiness, that feeling that is beyond your human intelligence. It's an incredible joy of the divine within. Feel the empowerment. Om Elam Balam Madari Siddhaya Somasundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachaleswaraya Namah Shivaya Bhava Shri Shivaya Swaha. Feel the heat. Feel the expansion of your soul, of the blue light within you. of the energy coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye and your third eye. Om Elam Balam Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Feel the lightness of being, the dazzling, sparkling blue light swirling around within you from head to toe. Om Elam Balam Madare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Baba Shri Shivaya Swaha. Now this dancing light is getting stronger and making you to feel more joy. It's bubbling up. It may create tears. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Haribo, 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 Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Feel the dance of Krishna consciousness, of Radha consciousness, in your whole body, in your brain, it's exploding. In your body, it's exploding. Om Kleem Krishnaya Namaha. Om Kleem Krishnaya Namaha. Om Kleem Krishnaya Namaha. Feel the fullness of your being, your divine being, your soul, empowered with all these archetypes, the blessings, the grace. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Keep your eyes closed. Relax. Hold on to this meditation as long as you like. You might feel a little spinny or lightheaded. So just take your time to come back to yourself, integrating all the great blessings from these highly evolved, highly vibrating spiritual aspects of your own self, your highest self. The intelligence, the lightness of being. Enjoy it. Pull it into you even more.